Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County receives $450,000 grant from the state for K-12 resources, mental health, and spotlight. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Campbell County School District has secured a $450,000 grant from the Wyoming Department of Education to bolster mental health and safety resources for students over the next 2 years. According to the Gillette News Record, this funding, part of the Stronger Connections Grant Program established by the Federal Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, aims to support various areas including health, safety, family engagement, and mental health services. Specifically, the funds will be allocated towards hiring a new at-risk transition coordinator, providing substance abuse counseling, and supplying two-way radios for schools. Additionally, the district has seen a significant need for counseling services, with over 200 students referred to counseling from October through February. The grant will also expand mental health support provided through the Advanced Wellness and Resiliency in Education Grant and fund programs to assist students in transition years. The grant is seen as crucial in helping students develop and become more learning ready, with funds expected to start arriving in April and lasting until September 2026. Major investment firm commits $456 million to develop vast rare earth deposit in Wyoming. American Rare Earths Incorporated announced plans to invest $456 million in developing a rare earth minerals project near Wheatland, Wyoming. The project, renamed as the Cowboy State Mine, aims to start mine development and production in the next few years pending state permitting. According to Cowboy State Daily, the company estimates the mine could produce over 64 million tons of rare earth minerals over its 30-year lifespan. While the project is still in its early stages, American Rare Earths is confident in the ability to raise funds without government intervention. The company has already secured $9 million for initial drilling to test the metallurgical properties of the rare earths. The investment reflects growing demand for rare earth minerals essential for various industries, including electric vehicles, wind turbines, and consumer electronics. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.